battle lines are forming. Yesterday, I received an emailed press release from the Safari Club, SCI. In the release, the SCI took to task certain hunter conservation organizations, such as Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, BHA, for pushing a leftist agenda in defense of bear's ears and other public lands. Earlier in the day, I'd seen an almost identical diatribe posted by an outdoors writer on Facebook. The language in the messages was not new. It echoed exactly the justifications from the Trump administration for reducing the size of the monuments. There are frequent references to the phrases land grab and traditional use. It threw in the names Obama and Clinton. It suggested that the monument designation was a threat to access for hunters and fishermen. It stated that the designation was contrary to the will of the people who live in the area. It argued that this was all about ensuring public access and suggested that organizations like BHA are actually hurting hunters through their support of this liberal agenda. Much of this has been debunked by folks better informed than I, and I'm not going to repeat all of that right now except for a couple of points. The land was already publicly owned, and that did not change with the monument designation. You can't grab land you already own. Also, there was nothing in the monument designation that precluded the current uses, including hunting and fishing. All it really did was protect the land from industrial exploitation. The SCI hatchet piece went even further, drawing a clear line of conflict between hunters and other outdoors folks, kayakers, hikers, birdwatchers, painting the non-hunters as an enemy to hunters' interests. Patagonia, the outdoors equipment supply company who came out so strongly opposed to the reduction of the monument, was also targeted. As justification for their attack, the SCI called out the fact that almost nothing sold by Patagonia contributes to Pittman-Robertson funds, giving the impression that these folks are leeches, taking a free ride on the public land that we, the hunters, are paying for. Never mind, of course, that tax dollars pay for a large portion of federal land management, in addition to PR funds, which are more specifically earmarked. It was a textbook example of inflammatory propaganda. Of course, the whole thing reeks of a centrally produced smear campaign, not unlike the Green Decoy campaign a few years ago. I expect a slightly intrepid reporter could quickly connect the dots to find that these editorial attacks are coming from the same D.C.-based sources and funded by the industries who stand to gain from opening the wild lands. That's pure speculation on my part, but I'd stand by it. Sadly, though, in conflicts like this one, rational thought seems to be the first casualty. It doesn't take a lot of imagination to look at the actions of this administration and see who these actions are designed to benefit. From the tax cuts to stripping environmental regulations to taking away protections on public land, everything traces a straight line to the bank accounts of the corporate giants. It's not about you or me, Joe Public. Any benefit to us is purely incidental and will probably be short-lived. None of this should be a mystery either, because it's pretty much exactly what Trump promised he would do during the campaign. He would create an environment where U.S. businesses could thrive in their own country. In itself, I think that's a reasonably honorable goal, or at least it's honest in its intent. I don't think there's anything particularly honorable about achieving this goal at the cost of consumer and environmental protections, but at least I can understand how this would get some support from a faction of the country. Short-sighted lust for profit has been a hallmark of American progress since the very beginning, and a lot of folks still think that's just fine. But I'm okay with that philosophical difference. We can debate and disagree. What bothers me is the blatant lies that are used to implement this strategy. They're not shrinking bears' ears to protect anyone's access to hunt or fish. That monument had no impact on hunting or fishing access. That argument is a cynical misdirection intended to garner support of traditionally conservative hunters, and totally reliant on the hope that these people are generally, and intentionally, uninformed about the issue. They're shrinking the monument precisely because it will allow some corporations to make a profit. If the administration could get away with it, they'd sell off every bit of that land to the highest bidder. Since that's not really feasible, they're essentially opening it up for free. Then again, giving it away for free makes for a better bottom line anyway. Keep in mind that mines and oil rigs close off our lands to us. Building a mine or setting a drilling pad is no different than building a house or a hotel. It becomes private property and off-limits to the general public. Worse, when these operations shut down, the huge cleanup tab usually falls back on us, the taxpayers. In essence, we pay for the corporations to strip the resources from our lands, and then we pay to clean up behind them when they leave. It's a pretty sweet deal for those big companies, not so hot for the taxpayer. Meanwhile, they sell their plans to the public by turning Americans against one another. In this case, casting folks who are concerned about the environment and the protection of public lands as leftists and tree huggers, and portraying them as the enemy to good red-blooded American hunters. Somehow, they've turned environmentalist into an epithet, anathema to all that hunters hold dear. If environmentalists want it, it must be bad for hunting. Or at least that's the bill of goods that's being peddled to anyone who will buy in. Lost in this nonsense is the fact that, at its root, conservation is environmentalism, and hunters are, or claim to be, conservationists. When we apply our time or our dollars to preserve habitat, we're being environmentalists. When we shoot deer, feral hogs, or snow geese to manage populations and protect the ecosystem, that's environmentalism. Cleaning streams and protecting watersheds to keep a fishery healthy? There it is again. It's the same when it comes to protecting public land. It's in our interest to ensure that public land stays public and that the habitat and ecosystems it supports stay healthy and intact. Habitat dies? Wildlife dies. Hunting dies. I've had my own philosophical differences with BHA, but when it comes to their work to protect and preserve our public lands, I fully support everything they do. Despite the portrayal by SCI and other detractors, BHA is not about preserving public land for some elitist group of users. In fact, they're about the exact opposite, protecting public land from elite, private interests. Whether it's protecting wild places from incursion by extractive industry, or keeping federal land in federal hands. It's hard to place a value on wild places. However, it's easy to put a price tag on them. I, for one, would sure hate to see that happen to our public lands.